Today we're with Don Brown, a certified instructor, and we're going to go over some of the deal going on with the supersets. Now that people have had a chance to go over that and actually see what we're talking about with the supersets, they'll for the first time understand where we're going a little bit better with what we're teaching them. And so how are you today there, Don Brown?
Feeling great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Well, today I wanted to get with you because part of this whole situation with teaching in the supersets and in the particular way that we teach it has to do with the way the body works. And when I get to that, then I'm going to bring you back up and let you kind of fill in the gaps there. But what I wanted to go over first was just explaining that this kind of takes over where the rules left off, where we went over the rules in the first part of this MP3. This is actually part two, or the second part of the rules of the supersets, or how the supersets work. And what we really want people to understand, now that you've seen how the superset goes back and forth and really starts taking energy through your body in such a bigger and better way, faster way than it's ever done before, you actually are going to kick off more energy than your body ever was or able to do before. So it's so easy to feel that for the first time and just think, well, okay, yeah, this is it. You know, this is what I want to do because I can really feel it for the first time. It's so easy to overload the first few times out because you start feeling that energy in a different way than you have before. And you think, well, yeah, well, this isn't hurting at all. Well, we don't want it to hurt. And if you keep pushing it in this part, wow, will it hurt? You really need to do it just like he says on the volume 4 where he says, the first time, just do it one time, maximum two times if you just can't resist yourself. But to do it more than that when you first start, you're asking for trouble, and you may not be able to do that again for a while. Do you remember the first time you did that superset there, Don?
Oh, do I ever.
And I kind of pretty much went over the rules of just like I have with the rest of the members. I mean, to do it in this, you know, this easy-go fashion the whole bit. And you thought you did, didn't you?
I thought I did. I really didn't understand what it meant to have a soft energy, to focus on the image. I just went for it, full bore, here comes the power, and yeah, I felt it. Boy, did I feel it. At first, I was excited, like, yeah. And then later on, as time progressed, I was like, oh, it hurt.
Yeah, because it suddenly became too much, didn't it? I mean, at first it really is kind of a nice build-up, and you're building up along the way. And you think, well, you know, I can handle this much. And they don't realize, and you didn't realize, that even though you stopped, you're going to still build for a while on that thing. And that's where you start overloading, is because it's still moving around long after you wanted it to stop.
Yeah, and that was the other side. I remember early on you said, listen, after a certain point, you're always on. And that couldn't be more true, especially once you start doing supersets. You're always on.
It really is a case. I kind of equate it to somebody that does, you know, you've seen a magician or whatever that goes up there and he puts these pool sticks on the ground and puts a plate, one of those glass plates on top, and starts spinning it, and then he's got about five or six of them going in a row. And then he'll go back from time to time to the ones that he started at the beginning and keep spinning them. And they'll keep spinning for the longest time. And that's what this is. This is what that's doing to your body a lot of times. These blood washing patterns are just now going into gear, and they'll continue long after you do a superset. And that's really what probably the biggest thing that people do wrong in this first part is they think that they can just go a lot further than they can at first, don't they?
You really need to build up. You have to get your body used to it, condition it. It's a whole new element, and it's exponential. So to ease in one set at a time, that's the smart way of going about it. I know that I didn't do it the brightest. I definitely got myself hurt, good and hurt, to the point where there wasn't enough ibuprofen in my cabinet to make the kidney pain go away. There are times I'd call you almost in tears and you'd laugh and say, told you to do it lighter. You overloaded. What part didn't you get? I just don't understand.
Because for the first time, you know, and I think I talked to you about this, is like we've taught people to make this good feeling energy. And for the first time, you can feel good and feel bad at the same time, can't you?
It was so bizarre. And yes, I could make the energy absolutely cold. And at the same time, I myself would have the giggles. I'd be laughing. You'd think I had people telling me jokes while I'm doing my workouts. And it's giddy. I'm feeling great. But that was something that I was missing. The chi itself, my form, my energy itself, wasn't feeling great. It wasn't euphoric. I made it cold, and I think that might have been the only thing to save me, making the energy cold and me having the giggles. But to actually make the energy itself euphoric was something that is a concept that I didn't grasp for the longest, and I didn't understand how I could be laughing and at the same time hurting. So what am I doing wrong?
It does sound like a contradiction in terms somewhat, and yet you know it is true, because you can have something like really painful and you like you hurt your foot, and then somebody tells you a joke and you'll start laughing even though your foot's still hurting. And this is similar to that. And so that's why it's so important that we do it in this way and that we're doing the superset now, because this is really where they'll for the first time get a chance to get your screen and your emotional content actually hook up for the first time. It's kind of hard at first when you just are doing it in that one pattern, but when you can just sit there and go back and forth in the same area, it isn't hard to start honing it down and say, okay, this, I can feel that screen, but can I make it feel good, the screen itself? And really it's that important that you get the screen itself to feel good. Because it will get to that point where no matter if you don't learn to put the emotional content right into the screen itself, and that is a hard thing to do, and that's why you have to go slow on the supersets, because even doing the supersets isn't going to get you there right away. But some of what we're going to go over tonight is going to explain to them why the supersets will take them there. But in this beginning, just really try to do to feel how much that you can do in order that you don't push too much. You know, we would rather you underdo this thing than overdo it, because once you overdo it, all sorts of bad things happen. You know, the biggest thing that we've kind of gone over with them so many times is fact is that, you know, as you heat up, you burn pheromones. Mm-hmm. Well, at the superset level, you're going to burn them like you've never burned them before, and there's actually horror stories out of people that just did this really ridiculously wrong and ended up going to jail or getting into a massive fight with people simply because they way overdid themselves. They yanged out so bad they couldn't control it at all. And so, you know, like I say, when, you know, some people will get into such a pain factor that they just want somebody else to feel a little bit of what they're feeling. And that's really kind of what happens, is it's so easy to get in an argument or fight after doing a superset if you do it the wrong way. And we don't want that kind of stuff to happen. So really do take our advice on this part of this. And the rule about not building with bad energy or okay really comes into effect here much more than any other place during this thing, because it is going up, the power. The power is going up so much here that okay isn't one of those things that you need to be building with, or it won't be okay pretty quick. Pretty soon you got pain, and then you're trying to build with pain, and this amps it up so much more that you won't be able to pay. You won't be able to build long with pain. I mean, after you overdid it, like how long did you have to take off before you felt even right again?
I want to say at least 2 to 3 days, and what's terrible about that, when you're doing the supersets, it is addicting. It's addictive. The energy that you feel doing it, it feels great. You're releasing so much serotonin through the body. You're feeling really, really good. When you yang out and you have to stop because you don't want to yang out exponentially, it's hard not to. It's almost going through withdrawal, and I'm thinking about it, and that kicks off the blood washing patterns. I'm thinking about the screen. Now I'm kicking that off, and it's so difficult not to to go back and engage in training. But at the same time, you have to stop, because building with bad energy, it's just destructive to yourself. And I get to that point where the reason why we get kidney pains is, and when I would call you about it, you're like, you know, you weren't building with good energy. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I was just hoping that it was something else because I didn't want to stop.
Well, and you don't want to stop, and you know you're actually getting to the point where you're kind of overloaded already, and you know you're kind of overloaded, but you think, well, I'll just wait that extra day, and that'll be good enough. And it's not really good enough. I mean, if you can sit there in a lying down meditation, and this is what I really recommend to everybody that overloads on supersets, because the supersets is one of those exercises that you can do the worst roller coaster ride you ever went through. And what I mean by that is you overload, you take off for a couple of days, you do it again, and you overload, you take off a couple of days, you overload, and you just don't get on any kind of consistency. It will totally drive you nuts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's such a roller coaster ride that it'll just kind of buck after a while, and we really want you not to have to go through that. And one of the ways you can avoid that is simply doing a lying down meditation before you ever start a superset and take an inventory. If you can sit there and, you know, feel all over your body as you're laying on the bed and just actually see that each part doesn't hurt, there's nothing pulsing, there's no pain involved, then you can go ahead and do your superset. Now, if you're laying there and you know your kidneys are pulsing, or if you're feeling lower back pain, and then you get up and you do a supersite, that's on you. I mean, you really need to take off. You know you should take off. And if you don't take off, the superset will make you take off. As you keep moving this energy around, the pain will get unbearable. Somewhere along the line, it just gets so bad that, you know, you don't know what to do. And like I've always told people, doctors aren't going to be able to help you on chi energy, things that are going wrong inside. They're not used to working on your electrical system. You know, they can give you certain drugs that will kind of calm you down somewhat, but it's not something that, you know, you would work good on. You know, I've seen idiots that do it, you know, they'll go from taking heavy drugs to doing this stuff and think, you know, going back and forth thinking that they can go up the hill that way. And again, that's, you're making your body work good and then sluggish, then good, then sluggish. And that's not really a good operating procedure. There's just so many better ways to do this, and if you'll just go in with this bit where there's no muscling anymore at this point, you're just trying to feel enough of the screen that you can feel it go around your body real well, but not so much that you're feeling it in any kind of strong way. And that's probably the hardest thing to understand, that you're even just thinking, okay, am I feeling this in a strong way, will make that thing stronger than it needs to be. And instead of thinking, oh, do I feel this in a strong way, or this isn't hurting me, you know, it feels okay, but it's not hurting me, those attributes do not work. It really has to be, is your screen feeling good to you? And now, if you can make a screen and it's feeling good to you, then that's probably light enough. And if you're not, then this attribute of saying, well, it's not hurting, is going to make you hurt so bad.
Yeah,
because it doesn't feel good, you know. And it's so easy to go in there, well, it doesn't hurt, and to use that kind of a thing. And certainly I've done that plenty of times, and many people have. And you won't get along, you know, get away with it very long before that's not good enough. That's more of that okay energy, because it isn't hurting you yet. And that isn't going to cut it with this, is it?
Not at all. And that yet part is operative, because if it's not hurting right away, or it doesn't feel too strong, you're asking for it, and it'll get too strong, and it will hurt. I can't say that enough. follow the rules, please. It hurts.
Yeah, and it really is a case that at any given time, just like we kind of told them already, that this in the closed part here is you don't really want to go over an hour in training time with supersets and stuff like that. I mean, with what we're doing with the two-minute exercises, 50 minutes max on the superset is plenty. And what we're trying to get them to do there is on the volume four, it's going to show them, you know, that you can do up to a maximum of 10 sets, but not any time real soon yet. You know, that's what you kind of build up for. And we want them to, you know, the first week or so, just to do one or two supersets to get kind of used to the exercise of how it's going to push around their body and start opening it up in ways that they've never really done before.
Mm-hmm.
This exercise can get away from you really quick. And, you know, the ones that are fanatic, they're going to test this maximum, you know, thing to the limit. And all I can say is that's how people get hurt, is trying to take this further than what you should. Certainly I got hurt that way, you know, and many people have gotten hurt that way because they thought, well, I can take this and, you know, it doesn't hurt that much now. And again, this is one of those that is the gift that keeps on giving. These things just keep on going. And a long time ago, I said we're going to do it like a perpetual machine. And down the road here, as I go over fractals, you'll kind of understand a little bit more of my meaning on some of this stuff. Some of this stuff doesn't make sense to you at your level. How could it? You know, I mean, for the first time, you're actually seeing a little bit more of how this is working. And it's so easy to get carried away by that first immersion of power coming out in this particular way like it does, because you're going to get so much more than what you put in now at this time. And as the mental gets in line with the physical, wow, what a big difference it does make. But, you know, this is something that you work in a little bit at a time for the first couple of weeks. We really want you to stick to that, you know, one or two, and be happy with that and how your body will progress with this. And, you know, this is partially getting down that emotional part, too, at the same time of you getting used to this much power going through your body. As you go back and forth, it just will affect your body in so many weird ways that you just don't even know. And, you know, we're going to get you so you're going to vary the speed in these different supersets so you get a speed that you feel comfortable with, that you can tie in with this emotional content that we're talking about. And for some people, they're going to have to go a little bit faster. And for other people, they actually going to have to go a little bit slower. Now, saying that, we don't want you to take more than 10 minutes to do these supersets, so you have to go to a certain amount of speed. It's kind of like we've told you in Volume 3, where you didn't really want to go over, you know, you wanted to stick in between 60 and 90 seconds, and you didn't want to go too much longer than 90 seconds, or time distortion, all sorts of weird side effects would start happening to you. And the same thing is true with these supersets. You take too long with them, and man, you just get the most bizarre, weird side effects. And if you go too quick, too fast, you same way. Time morphs in such weird ways with chi energy. And this is going to give you that first inkling of some of that, and it'll start really getting the sensitivity out of you that you haven't been able to reach up until now, because the pressure that comes out of you going back and forth like that and with screens is incredible. I mean, you started seeing the difference when you were just doing the regular screens, going through the regular blood washing. Now when you go back and forth in this direct pressure type way with the shorts and the longs, it really puts your body into a different way of thinking. And because it does, I mean, these supersets are going to directly lead to this vortex training that I've kind of talked to you about. But you have to really do the supersets for quite a while before things like that are going to come out of you. And certainly over the next few months, I'm going to explain other principles of this thing that will take you to those things. Like one of them would be like the poster trainings. Some of it would be variations of these supersets when you get to that point. But for right now, over the next couple months, I just want you to do these, you know, where you're doing 5 sets, 10 minutes at a shot. You do a total of 50 minutes in any one day. Now, for some people, that is the very max we're talking about. And we don't want you to go near the max. People who are sensitive don't need to be going to the maximums. The people that go to the maximums are the people that can barely feel this stuff, and they might be able to get away with it. But, you know, really, even if you did the maximums and you didn't feel it anymore or you didn't feel it that much, don't go over them. Just because you didn't feel them doesn't mean that that thing won't hurt you. It can still hurt you even though you don't feel certain things. And unfortunately, I felt that, you know, and I've made that quite clear to myself how that works through my own history. I mean, looking back, there are different times when I've worked with different people. They way overloaded because they weren't sensitive to this, and I was trying to teach them too advance of a concept too quick or putting too much energy through them, and that's never a good idea. All it will really do is overload, and you never know. It's like a ticking time bomb. It may get caught up into an area that just will stay there locked in because of the muscles around it are tight, and sometime when he relaxes up, boom, he gets zapped to wherever that energy is going to be gone. And this is the weirdest stuff, because if you never had an energy spike up until now, supersets is where you get energy spikes. I mean, most of the people that have ever had an energy spike, it comes out of doing superset training and pushing it too much, muscling it, and when they don't have to. When I keep saying to take the power out of the exercises, you really do need to do that. And the more supersets you're going to do, the more that has to be true. If not, they will literally go to a point where down the road where you do your supersets, and every time you do your superset, it'll hurt. And it doesn't matter how soft you think it will be, it'll just start hurting. And that is about the weirdest thing, isn't it?
It's wild. You have to get to a point where your body knows, and you're teaching your body through the superset, this electricity feels good. And the better it feels, the more your body is going to get in tune and follow your commands and be receptive and open to it, respond to it well, be able to harness more. And that's how it works if you're doing it the way that you're prescribing. If you follow the instructions and make the energy feel good, nice and cool, it won't hurt. But once you make it and you make it strong and you keep doing that over and over again, immediately when you start to do your workouts, even if you think you're making it cool, your body's going to say, no, man, I don't like that. It hurts. We're going to shut down. We're going to tense up. We're going to do every single thing we can come up with to keep you from hurting us, because this is not what we like. But if you do it in the way that it's cool and euphoric, you follow the rules, you don't go past the recommended time periods of doing five sets, you're going to have a great experience. And it's when I do my workouts the way Sifu Jones tells me, I have a great time. And it's like the perpetual motion machine, that gift that keeps on giving. I do my workouts in a euphoric way. I'm feeling great all day, and everything's going well. If I build my energy and it's just okay, my day sucks. And then soon enough, here comes some kidney pain, because I'm muscling it, I'm making it with okay energy, and I've been doing it long enough where I'm seeing a really good image, and having a really good image with okay energy is not okay. You really need to make sure that you're concentrating in a way that's keeping the energy cool and euphoric, and that'll be the way that you can actually grow and build and enjoy this. Because anything other than that, those energy spikes, and I'm a little bit of a fanatic, especially when it comes to training, so it took me a few energy spikes to really begin to grasp that concept, and I hope everybody that's listening can avoid that, because it is not fun.
And you know, like, because for the longest time now, all you've ever done is just got some kidney pain from a, you know, similar to like maybe Sifu Perhex or myself. That's the most that we ever get out of this anymore, because we nip it in the bud right now. As soon as we feel that back lower back pain start to even, you know, come out a little bit, boom, we shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And we start relaxing down. And that's the biggest thing that gets an energy spike in a person, because I've never really explained energy spikes other than brought it up a few times. And the way you get an energy spike is from an overload. And the it's not just the overload, it's tightening in when you do an overload that really zaps you good, and it'll spike it right into an area. And it literally, we call it an energy spike because it's just like one of those big railroad spikes about that big, and it'll just set right in there for 2 or 3 days minimum. It may take a week before you get over an energy spike, and you know, some spikes last even longer than that. And it simply is when you started getting that pain in your organs, you started tightening up, and the more tight you make it, the more that energy will get locked in, or, you know, it'll actually almost like wrap around certain areas or muscle tendon areas in you and just stay there. And you can take screens down through there. You know, you can try to get rid of that in all these different ways. And as soon as you've locked it in that particular tight way, it's in there for the longest time. I mean, it's really hard to get an energy spike out of you within even a couple days. And even with medication, it just takes the pain away, but it's not going to take away that energy. I mean, that energy is going to be there for a while if you go past a little bit of the organ pain. You know, it's really just silly to go past organ pain. You need to be able to shut down right then and there and say, okay, I don't want any more than this. This is plenty. I mean, we have all done that. We all thought, well, you know, I'm tough. I can take it. And then pretty soon you can't take it. and you're in the bed. And you can't get out. And you just like, wow, you turned into, you know, somebody you didn't think you'd turn into. Things get way too hot and way out of hand. And we don't want that to happen. I mean, this is what happens when you don't do your energy work right, especially at this level. And, you know, it's so easy to do the right thing because we're telling you how to do the right thing. It's not like you have to go out of your way or these are hard concepts or hard things to do. I mean, we need everybody to do this stuff in a responsible way and to be patient with it and allow your body to adapt to these exercises. I mean, everybody gets excited at this part because they see the potential is there for the first time, and they can see where this is going to directly lead to these other things we've talked about. And yeah, it is exciting, and I want you to get excited because of that. I just want you to do it safely so you don't get hurt. You know, as we go over different other concepts here, like poster training and the variations on these things, I mean, it really is going to make a difference, and more power is going to come out. So, you know, wait for it. Wait till you're properly trained in each of this stuff, and then you just avoid so many hassles of trying to go in too quick where you don't need to be, and simply doing it in the right way is going to start helping you. I mean, as you start getting these images to lock up with your emotional content, that really is, I mean, so many people start getting it down into a certain level that they've never reached before, and their healing techniques for the first time actually start working, because for the first time they're trying not to muscle it like they've done in the past, and they won't need to any muscle. You know, that's why I've been telling you all along not to muscle it, because we're going to get more and more powerful exercises to you, but you have to get the concepts that, you know, we bring out of, you know, each month. You need to get some of these concepts down before we get too far along, because if you don't, too much energy comes out, and then next thing happens is you overload. You're only as good as your ability not to overload. And that's the hardest concept probably to learn on parts of this, is because everybody wants, they think, well, I can just build up as much energy as I can. And you really can't. There is stopping points of how much your body is going to take energy-wise at any given time. You go over that, and it lets you know really, really quick. And that's what you got to learn to do, is keep building up the size of your nerve fibers. I mean, you know, for the most part, I've told you at the beginning of this that the nerve fibers take a minimum of 2 to 5 years to build properly in order for you to pull off a lot of the stuff that people want to learn and to pull off. And, you know, that's why we bring up telltale signs of, you know, okay, if it isn't this way or that way, you know, cause and effect relationships. I mean, these things all help you to know what is right. to say, okay, this is what they're talking about there, so I better, you know, do accordingly. And when you do that, I mean, this is how this stuff is going to get, where people get really, really good at it. I mean, in all seriousness, we don't want you to even, you know, try doing the maximums of these exercises until you get completely used to them. Don't over-push your body just because you start feeling this energy for the first time. Be smart. Don't overload. There's only pain that comes from overloading. You know, if you just allow your body to kind of get used to this extra stuff, this extra energy that it's suddenly going to feel, I mean, you just won't, you'll be, you know, it wasn't hard when you actually went in with the right attitude before you started being able to do it on a regular basis, was it?
Oh, not at all. It was something I looked forward to even. It was like, yay, you know, like a little kid getting to go outside and play on a sunny day and eat ice cream and all those good things. Great. As soon as I started figuring it out. But on those days where I wasn't mindful or I was just building with okay, terrible.
Or on days that, you know, where in the past where they could have, you know, with the fast blood washing, either kind of disassociate, they didn't really feel the greatest, but they weren't really building the kind of energy that they're going to suddenly be building up now. And this is, this last part really is more of what, where you're going to help out with what you learned about how the body really does work and what I learned basically through practical application again. I mean, I didn't really realize that this is how the body worked until later. But at the time, I could feel it because I was sensitive to what's going on inside my body. And just like I've told everybody, if you do enough screen training, you see and feel everything inside your own body. Pretty soon, you're actually feeling and seeing it in other people's bodies. And it's a weird thing that you can get sensitive with screens if they turn on, you know, that these screens will literally turn into TVs. You know, down the road, like I've told people, like you can close your eyes and literally, like, see right through your eyelids as you do enough of this type of G-work. And I know that's the strangest thing that you could just see through, but that's it. You're going to get more in touch with your spirit here than you've ever done before. And what we really have found out through science is that in, well, you explained to them about how the torso passes really affect, like doing these supersets and doing these torso passes that we have them do in the way the volume 4 shows, what it really does for them.
Well, again, with building up of chi and what we're trying to do, build up the nerve fibers, and this is something that made me laugh a little bit because I remember being an undergraduate. My buddies and I, we would say, man, if I only had a helper brain, just a little bit of an extra brain just to help me along, everything would go so much smoother. I'd do so much better in classes if I only had a little helper brain. And then when I was doing some research on somatic awareness and looking at how the body as a whole processes information, I said, huh, maybe we do have a little bit of a helper brain. And then recently it was brought to light in an article, someone actually wrote a book about it. It turns out that we do have an actual helper brain. It's called the enteric nervous system. And the enteric nervous system is basically our digestive tract where we go through the long tube in our gut, different canals within our esophagus and our intestinal tract. It contains, this little helper brain, so to speak, contains over 100 million neurons. And that's more neurons in our own spinal cord and the peripheral nervous system. So right there are 100 million neurons. We're building nervous fibers. So as we're putting electricity through our torso, we are actually hitting the entire enteric nervous system. They call it the second brain. I call it my helper brain. And this part of our body, this helper brain, actually houses 95% of our body's serotonin levels. Our ability to create serotonin, 95% of that comes from the neurons in the nervous system and our digestive tract.
which is exactly why when you take a screen down through your torso like that, you automatically start kicking them out so much more than you would, and why that will feel so good as you get it down over time, and why you can learn to literally get your screen down through attaching those things right into your screen. And I know that sounds funny, but you really will be able to get this feeling from just doing that exercise. And what I want you to do is not so worry. Again, we're not really working on, in the first couple of years here, your brain so much as you get used to all this and you feel everything below you. Like I've told you in the past, you'll start feeling everything in your brain. And then you won't slam down screens down through your brain like a lot of people do right now with their screen training. It distorts your electricity way too much because you got two vortexes in your brain. And you really need to not worry about seeing the screen so much in your head, but start it from your neck below and really work on getting that good feeling, good, you know, cool concept down in that digestive area. And there's some amazing things that will take place as you do this. Now, we know through science that this is what, these are facts now, that this is what these are, these mica tubulars and stuff. They're right there. They're located right there. The serotonin goes right out of it right there. And serotonin is what makes you feel incredibly good. It gives you that euphoric feeling. Now, you can learn to put these screens right through that area, and that is one concept I totally want you to get down and learn, because as you do that, you can take the screen down through your leg or your arm, and you'll literally be able to make a screen with serotonin come out of it and make that area feel really, really good and cool. Now, the other thing it does is help you towards these levitation goals that maybe somebody has in mind, or these other extreme abilities that other people have in mind. As you get your bowels cleaned out from doing these supersets, and as you do, your screens come in, your image comes in really well, you literally will start cleaning out your own bowels. And this is something that you really want to get used to doing, is using a screen to aid you even when you go to the bathroom with. And I know that sounds so funny that you would do it that way, and because most people would, they do the normal, you know, push through that they do muscular. And what I want you to learn to do is avoid doing any type of muscular pushing through there, and only use your screen to do anything like that for in the future. And this will help you in so many ways that I can't even explain to you right now. Not only will it keep you so much more cleaner and regular, and you'll get more out of you than you ever saw possible, but it works and makes your body work so much more better, because you'll start metabolizing your food in different ways than I can even explain. And there's really just so much to this superset that you have to do it for a while. And over the next few months, we're really going to go over so much more of what that means and what it entails. And as you get the other topics that combine with supersets, a lot of this stuff will just be easy to do. But I mean, you see how that happens, don't you?
I certainly do. And what I think is very important for them to remember, with there's over 100 million neurons in this little helper brain throughout our digestive tract, we're building and trying to help our nerve fibers have higher throughput of electrical charge. Well, right there in our torso, 100 million neurons, if we can actually get those to respond well to the energy, that's one less area where we're going to have spikes. That's one more area where we're going to have more control, more throughput, more energy, and again, process more information. It's that term visceral of the body cavity, the whole idea of knowing without knowing, having somatic awareness. You know, in that article that I read and the research that they did was amazing in the sense that the brain will send, the helper brain, pardon me, sends information up to the brain that's located in our head, but not vice versa. So here we have an opportunity to build a strong link as opposed to a weak link in the chain. And the fact that we can bring screams through our torso without the fear of the various really, really delicate components that go on in our skull. But with the more heavy lifting of all those 100 million neurons, we can actually hone our abilities and at the same time help ourselves grow. It's amazing.
It really is. Now, saying this about the torso passes and stuff, do it like he shows on the volume four. I mean, you're not going back up on that torso pass up towards the head. You're not going back and forth like a superset on your body. Don't experiment that way. It doesn't work, okay? Bad things happen when you do that, okay? This is really one of those kind of ways that you just want to go down, and it works best that way, and don't experiment on some of this. I mean, there's certain different people that I've taught out there on different exercises, and they add things to it, you know, that's the magnets or different other types of devices to this, and this isn't something you should do. This is not smart. Again, if you listen well, yang, sexual energy, heat are the enemy. They're all three. You can almost interchange all three of them because they all combine together to mean the same thing. And all of them are destructive in nature for the most part, and they're uncontrolled energies. They just get you in trouble because they burn your pheromones, and you know what happens when you burn your pheromones. Bad things happen. At the superset level, everything is going to happen so much quicker than it did before because you're putting out a lot more energy than you would before. And so everything is going to be amped so much more than before. This includes your emotions. If it amped a little bit before, it's going to amp a lot in this part. And just about everybody I know will get in an argument in this part of it because they don't realize that how quickly they can get in it. And it's so easy to get into an argument. I mean, you saw that happened pretty quick, and then you think, where did that come from, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and the other side to that, too, is also the binging that happened to me. I mean, I couldn't get enough beers in me, cigars. I was smoking those 3-4 times a day until I actually got control and was able to make the energy cool and euphoric. Once I made the energy cool and euphoric, everything mellowed out and was great. Even healed.
Yeah, your binging went right away, didn't it? All these desires to try to mask what you're feeling because it's overwhelming. And that's the hardest thing that people don't understand. See, they want to feel that power that's overwhelming, but then they want to be able to turn it right off. And you can't. It's electricity. You can try all you want. You can think, oh, well, I wish it would stop now, and it won't stop if you build it that way. And so don't build it that way because, like you found out, it leads directly to binging. If the first part of learning the fast blood washing didn't lead to that, this will directly lead to that. I mean, it really – again, there's such a sensitivity one spectrum to the other spectrum side. I mean, there's certain people that they won't really get this until the superset's here. And they were the ones that really didn't catch it that much, and they were pretty dull since. Maybe they were weightlifters that came in, or they haven't been in energy work long. They won't probably get it until this part, and now they really will for the first time because they actually, even they will feel the pickup of energy. Now, on the other spectrum are these people that are really sensitive, and if they push this stuff at all, if they go to maximums on this stuff, they're going into binges, they're going into serious pain thresholds that they haven't found before this. And that's who we're really trying to get, is a moderation from people with this, that they'll do this type of stuff in a modern way, that, you know, a moderation way that it won't hurt them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about. This type of method is very powerful. The supersets are very powerful, and this is where we get the most trouble from people, is in this part of it, because the power is going to come out on almost anybody in this part. And why wouldn't it? Because you literally are moving around so much. And we really don't want people to find out like we did just how real energy spikes are. I mean, we do get that quite a bit from emails at the superset level and above. Is like the first time that people say, wow, yeah, I found out what an energy spike was that you guys were talking about. And you're right, they're nasty. I don't ever want to have another one. Yeah, I can totally vouch for that myself, having, plenty of them myself. And I was silly and stupid enough that I didn't get that cause and effect relationship right off the bat. So, I certainly went through a lot more of the pain and agony of doing the method wrong than what most people will have to, simply because we are giving them the rules up front. And we're saying, hey, if you listen up here, this is going to save you so much problems. And not listening really throws you right into those brick walls we're talking about that you won't get around. Somewhere along the line, like I said, you're going to come up to this part where just even doing the supersets is going to be just too hard, and you can't figure out why you just keep getting hurt over and over and over again, because you think you're doing them easy enough. You're trying not to hurt yourself. And again, that's what this part is, what you brought up today about using the torso area to get that good feeling down for the first time. Now, we could have brought it up in the open part, and nobody would have really caught it. I mean, everybody that does tell this information out there, all go through the pineal gland itself and only through the pineal gland, and that's pretty much why they have headaches as much as they do. And why our system, really, you don't get very many headaches, because we don't mess with the head. We don't. There's so many bad things that can happen from playing with the head too early. And I'm hoping that at this point they're far enough along to understand that it's still a ways off, You got plenty of time on all this stuff to learn it, and if you take your time and you teach your body the right way, now that you got more and more of the facts, because this volume 4 will totally, get you to the point where you can really do this well, as well as anybody out there. And, as you keep getting some of the other topics that add on with it, I mean, there's no reason why you have to, still do it in the same way you did when we first started this thing. In the first 6 months, you expect people to just like really push it to the max because they want the power now. Well, now at this point, going through 18 months of it, they ought to know that it isn't what they thought when they first got into it, but it will lead them to where they thought it would be. And that's what I'm saying is, it will lead to that. And all along, I've told you it was a two to five year term. And if you take that long, you're going to get really, really good at this, and to the amount that you won't allow your body to grow in the amount it needs to grow, rather than you just push it as far and hard as you can. This doesn't work like regular exercises. I mean, you should have known that by now, and, by this part, you will know it. I mean, this puts it in everybody's face that, if they haven't felt energy up to now, they're going to feel it in this exercise, aren't they?
In a very real way. And something else, too, that I'm realizing, one of the reasons why it's not brought up in the open system also is because in the open system, they're not forming chi. It's the ability to actually form chi to make that screen, to push it through, or should I say guide it through your digestive tract, through your torso, that gives you the opportunity to actually, I want to say, release and squeeze out all those good feeling chemicals of serotonin. You don't have to really be able to form chi or make a good screen to push something out through your head. And again, it's not recommended because that's how you get headaches, slamming screens and chi through your head. I was one of the main rule breakers on that one. Early on, I can remember having migraines for days. And again, no amount of ibuprofen would help me. And I'd call Sifu Jones and say, why is my head hurting? And he would say, because you keep slamming screens through your head. Stop slamming screens through your head. And I'd say, well, I'm not really doing it hard. And I didn't understand that I was doing it way too hard. Even when I thought I was being gentle, I was still using brute force. And
it goes back to that. Well, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't seem to hurt this much this way.
Yeah.
You know, and that really, again, that mentality isn't the right mentality. It doesn't feel good that way. It just doesn't hurt you then. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. This isn't going to hurt you then necessarily. It's going to hurt you later. It's going to hurt you in a couple hours after it keeps going on when you thought it was going to stop.
It doesn't stop. And then, and like I said, it's addictive. You want to keep going. And so this happened to me. I would have that migraine. And then I say, well, just maybe only do one or two passes through the head. And think about it. Who would give themselves a migraine for 2 to 3 days?
When you energy just, guys. mainly energy people, because we keep thinking we're going to trick our own self into being able to do it the right way, even though we're not really using the rules that, you know, we've laid out.
Yeah.
If you really try to make your screens feel good, they're not necessarily going to come in really good right away because you're not putting in the same amount of intensity of your focus. And that's where you have to recognize for the first time how you've learned focusing and concentration in the past won't cut it in this part.
True.
In the past, when you focus and concentrate, I've heard that term again, you tighten up. And you think, well, if I do it in a tighter way, if I really concentrate and bear down, and that's the exact opposite of what this means. You don't have to hurt or make anything tight in order to see a picture in your head. You know, one of the analogies I tell a lot of people that I talk to when they can't get over this part, I'll say, well, can you see in your head a picture of this boy flying a kite on a hill? And they'll say, well, yeah, I can see that, okay. And I ask them, well, does that hurt? And they say, no. And I say, yeah, if you made your screen the same way, it wouldn't hurt either.
Right.
You know, but they're not making it the same way. They're trying to feel that screen, and they weren't trying to feel the boy on the hill.
Truth. And the other side is, too, when you feel good, when you're joyous, when you're euphoric, when you're just laughing, your body is relaxed, and that allows you to kick off more energy. And so as you get your screens running through your digestive tract, your actual little helper brain, you kick off so much more serotonin. 95% of the body's serotonin is in this area. If you can do that in your enteric nervous system, you can actually relax down to the point of being able to have your spirit pop out. You can relax down and be able to kick off so much more energy, and your body feels good. Your body will like it. You'll like it. And that's the perpetual motion machine that you want to build.
Exactly. And in the first part, if we had told it to them, they wouldn't have caught it because they were using this blob of energy that was just going through one area, and they really couldn't cover the area that the screen covers. And, you know, as the screen keeps coming in more and more clearly, that euphoric ability to make yourself euphoric or anybody else around you whenever you want will get down so well. And it really is pretty cool when you do get that down, because it's so nice to be able to just do that whenever you want, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. But the other side is, you know, and like you told me once upon a time, and it took me forever to really understand it, what it meant for it to be a double-edged sword. This is a double-edged sword. And as you get that image down, you better make sure you've got it cool and feeling good, or else it'll do the exact opposite, and things will get unpleasant quickly.
It really will, because in this part you can overload so quickly without recognizing that you overload, because when you first finish the exercise, you think, well, you know, I think I did it okay, and I didn't over like they were talking about.
Nope.
And you may or may not. Again, there is a delay on all this because the way this stuff spins, the way you're using these patterns, there's a whole lot to energy here that you still don't realize, and it's going to be in this next part over the next 6 months. Your ability to get more and more sensitive to what we're talking about will go way, way up, and that's the cool thing. You know, like I've always told everybody, you know, it's at least a 2 to 5 year tour, and even the sensitive ones, it takes 2 years for them to get all these topics down, because who would have thought it worked this way? I mean, at first, your first inclination is that it doesn't work this way. I mean, it's not taught this way by anybody else or anybody else out there except for science. I mean, science has proven that it works this way. But other than that, you know, you're not going to find a lot of books or a lot of people or methods out there that are going to go along this particular way that we are. And again, that's why they don't really reach those high levels, and you don't hear about them that much. But, you know, just because you don't hear about them in those particular methods or ways doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, people can get to high levels if they're willing to actually do and obey the rules. And these rules aren't that hard to obey for some, only because of lack of patience or because they don't want to obey what's, you know, scientifically proven facts. I mean, you could try it other ways all you want, but you're going to come back to the conclusion that in order to keep improving like you are, you're going to have to do it in a yin way. Yang represents too hot, and again, you can't control. At a certain point of this, it'll get so hot you can't control it, and it just turns destructive. And look out, you or anybody around you, when you do it that way. You know, I did it accidentally that way, and it comes out, and a lot of people will teach it in that way. And again, you know, like I've tried to explain that even learning destructive techniques is a bad way to learn it that way. It's better to learn destructive techniques even in this good feeling cool way, because you get such a better sensitivity even to that kind of stuff. And if they just go along with this method, they're just going to get such a better way of doing it. They'll be able to train so much longer and so much easier, and they won't go through this roller coaster ride that certainly I did and an awful lot of people have that, you know, first learned these exercises. I mean, the superset's one of those that can just make you miserable, and or it can just change your life so radically to the good. And we wanted to radically change your law of attraction so that where we've talked about super amping your chi, super amping your affirmations and all that, this is where we're talking about it gets super amped, because how are you not going to get these pheromones when they're working in your direction and you're making them feel good? They just go right into that energy. They go right into your screen. The next thing you know, you're being able to pull off things that you never thought you could, simply because you're doing things in the right way. They're very specific and precise in this particular way. You get the results. That's what we want from them. And if they do that and they try the best that they can in order to do that, we're going to get great results from them. And they'll be happy with what we're teaching them. And to the amount that they don't is to the amount they're going to run into trouble. But that's the main thing I wanted to go over tonight. I appreciate you coming on the call with me tonight. You certainly have a good night, and we'll be talking to them soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.